Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Miss Cold.
We are struggling. Yeah, exactly. We're both struggling with our cold today, aren't we?
Yes, exactly.
And
I've had like cold / flu. Yes. I had a bug. I'm not going to call it the flu.
I agree. Which is lighter. Call it the flu. Yeah. Don't call
it
the flu.
But darling, you've been under the weather. You've had it miserable.
That's how I feel. I feel I've just been miserable for the last week. And it's funny. If you don't know us, we're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter. We're life coaches. You're a psychotherapist. I'm going to say psychic and intuitive. I'm a teacher. And we love creating products. And we like helping people. And our Sunday night show is all about kind of like it's like three prongs in some sense. It's a rehashing of the week.
It's all about life with the girlfriend.
It is. And how we pull out little nuggets of
wisdom. Like to.
Yeah.
We
to
like
make
to.
Our lives better, right?
It's always like, are you better this year than you were last year? Are you better last year than you were the year before?
And it's kind of funny because I think last week I had a challenge for everybody because we're rereading Think and Grow Rich. And they have a year in review kind of formula there because they want you know every year you want to be better.
Yeah.
Not just have more stuff, do more stuff, right. But better quality.
You want to have a better character.
Yeah, better
character. Am I better this year than I was last year?
And so I said to everybody, hey, if you feel no, let's kick it into gear the last 2 months of the year.
Right.
What can you do to kind of push those numbers over, move that needle over so that when you do your assessment of the year behind you, I think we don't do that enough. Like we write our goals out for the year,
right. But
we don't do like quarterly assessments. Like, okay, is that needle moving forward? Mm-hmm. Is it not moving forward?
Well, especially since we're talking about, I think, character and values as opposed to, which I think most people want is materialistic stuff. Or,
right.
Did I get the promotion? Did And I think we're talking about core values, things that are eternal, things that are important.
I agree.
In the whole scheme of things, when you look back, you know, 30, 40 years in your life, are you going to say, oh, I wish I, you know, did this, or am I glad I stood my case on this, or I,
yeah,
you know.
I think it's interesting what you're saying, because a lot of ways, developing good qualities helps you get those things that you want.
Absolutely.
And so if you develop those good qualities, such as steadfastness, you know.
We were talking about perseverance.
Yes.
Patience. Faith. Steadfastness. We're talking about those good qualities.
By having those, you're able to achieve those goals quicker and faster. I hope we have a good show tonight. I'm sucking on cough drops, so forgive me, but this is how it's going to have to be. Because we have a lot to rehash, and I always tell everybody this is the best hour of my week.
And it still is. We're going to make it that way, girlfriend.
Yes. I mean, I have a lot of great things in my week, but this is one of the best hours where I'm just forced to sit right in front of my mama and just chit-chat straight for an hour and listening to the girlfriends out there, talking to them, and it makes me happy.
Makes me completely happy.
So we're going to talk about the week and the election. And how a crazy, crazy week this has been.
It was a crazy week. I know that last week we talked about your boyfriend's mom. And she was in the process of passing, transitioning. And she did.
Well, so here it went. Here we go. Over a week ago, just barely over a week ago, the Cubs won the World Series. And yay!
108 years.
And during that time, I mean, it was, went 7 games with the Cleveland Indians.
7 games, and, 8, in, I don't know.
And then the last game was 10 innings, or was it 11 innings? I think it was 10 innings. I mean, just
crazy town.
Yeah. And consequently, I wasn't sleeping very much. And not doing what I was supposed to be doing either. I was letting my studies slide a little bit.
Mm-hmm. My darling daughter is getting her master's degree.
About time, right?
In instructional design. And yeah, you were kind of letting it slide, but we were like, yeah, Julie, once in 108 years, you can slide.
Yes, exactly. And so today I'm paying the price and having to really catch up. And so then on Sunday night, Doug's mom passed away, who I've known for 16 plus years. And it's sweet because during the time when the Cubs, this whole family is a huge Cubs fan. I mean, it's not
huge.
Huge is,
small word for
Doug's older brother, just a year older than him. He's development delayed. And it's so funny because his life has always been about sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if the Cubs lose, it's like, those Cubs, they just can't win again. They're just not winning. They're not winning at all. And it's mm-hmm. just, and when they're winning, it's like, oh, the Cubs are great. Yay. And so it's just been this joyous time to have all of us experience the Cubs winning. And, you know, several times during the playoffs, you know, Doug would come to me. You know, I told Mom, I go, they're going to be in the World Series. You got to hang on for that. And, you know, then you can let go. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, first of all, a lot of pressure to hang around and a lot of pressure to let go.
Yeah. Now you can let go.
Now you can let go. And so I think when we were watching the Cubs parade and things like that, it was interesting because a lot of the players and the coaches were saying, oh, I had people come up to me saying, you know, in my lifetime, will you win the World Series? And the response would be like, well, take your vitamins, keep in good health, we're going to get there. And so we were all grateful. And literally 3 days later, she passed away. Now, the interesting thing about that, 4 days later, is that on Friday, the day of the parade, Doug's sister, who cares for, she's a nurse, part-time, full-time kind of thing. And when she's not being a nurse, she's caring for her mom, and another sister's caring for her as well in the family house. A lot of siblings, so a lot of care has been given and so forth. She was with Doug's daughter, Hillary, and they were sitting next to the mom, and they heard a knock at the front door. Did I mention this last week?
I don't know, but it's pertinent.
They heard a knock at the front door. And
Hillary gets up to go answer.
And there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. Nobody there. Which is very odd that they would get a knock. They live in the country. And they have an open door policy. So typically,
nobody would knock.
Yeah, no one would knock. They might knock and say, hey, I'm coming in. But there was a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. And no one was there. Now, as my cough breaks open, Deb, Doug's sister, says, usually when this happens, because she's in a facility where there's, you know, elderly people are there and a lot of people die and so forth. Mm-hmm. And when she hears a knock at the door, no one's there. It typically means in 3 days, someone passes. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting to see that this again came true, mm-hmm. that within 3 days, a knock on the door, 3 days later, their mom passes away. Mm-hmm. I got chills just thinking about it.
Yes.
We don't know why that happens. When you have those anecdotal evidences of like, that's just interesting little mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. thing, you know, and mm-hmm. the fact that Hillary was there that heard it also, I find interesting. That,
yeah, witnessing.
So then, as soon as the mom passes away and dealing with that, you know, I'm still missing sleep here and there. High adrenaline, high emotional days.
Mm-hmm. No cold as yet.
No cold as yet. The election occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean,
what we thought was going to be kind of a shoo-in in some sense. We thought that, you know, it looked at all the different polls and everything, it looked as if Hillary was just going to be a shoo-in in terms yes. of electoral votes, you know.
And popular vote. And literally about an hour into the election poll, you know, it looked like she's going to lose this.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally felt...
It just felt like the air got sucked out of something.
Early on.
Yeah.
And you go, what the F just happened?
Yeah.
And we go, we just elected Donald Trump as the president of the United States. OMG! You know, and I would get a text from our Canadian friend.
Yeah.
And she's like...
Sad day in America.
What did you guys do? And I go, I understand.
You know, I felt the same when Obama came out the next day mm-hmm. and out at the Rose Garden, and he said, you know, we're going to talk about a peaceful transition of power. But
right.
before that, he said, you know, in some way, we got it wrong. We didn't hear right.
Right.
And that's exactly what I felt after really I had to shake the shock off.
Right.
Because I was just in shock because everybody was expecting this big party. They had said that, you know, there was going to be this glass ceiling that broke and there was going to be confetti and balloons.
Woman president in itself was a pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Without, you know.
We thought it might be, but I guess in terms of the voters, I think they were thinking, well, just like what I was going to say is Obama said, we somehow got it wrong. We did not hear the anger in people.
Right.
We didn't see the fact that they hated insiders. It just looked like more of the same.
Right.
Any politician.
Right.
Not just, you know, not.
And so how could she have come across in a new light?
Right.
And she stepped away from places. I mean, you can always look back and say, what have I done wrong?
And she and you need to. I mean, even for the next time.
For the next election. Yeah. And so forth. And it's interesting because you were stating previously that you actually read the parties, both parties'
platforms.
Right. And if you could read the both parties'
without knowing
which, personalities,
right, and which one was Democratic, which one was Republican, yeah. it was a very interesting experience.
Yes, because in some ways you didn't feel like, well, I'm okay. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with, and then some stuff I do agree with.
Right.
But overall, there's nothing glaring in their platforms.
Right.
Neither one was a perfect platform for you. But when you got to the personalities of the people, you're like, well, I just don't see how I could possibly, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
think that President Donald Trump will be here. I mean, mm-hmm. just because of his abrasiveness. But like you said, And his celebrityism.
I heard Van Jones say, who I have over these past few months come to really, really enjoy mm-hmm. on CNN. I think he's a radio talk. I don't really know, but very smart man. And he said that, I think it was Roosevelt, he said, when he was running, he understood radio. He understood it more than his opponent mm-hmm. did, and he used it. And then he said the next one that really got it was JFK running against Nixon.
Yeah.
And he said JFK really understood television.
Right.
Whereas you had that picture of Nixon sweating and the 5 o'clock shadow. You know, I mean, JFK really understood. And then he said Obama understood the internet. Hey, you know, go join here. Give me $5. You know. A huge amount of people with $5. And he said Trump, without a doubt, understood social media. And they said that even a day or 24 hours, 48 hours after the election, he got 100,000 new Twitter followers, you know, which really, to me, is amazing in terms of social media.
Yeah.
So it's a brave new world out there, and a lot of us missed it.
I think the press missed it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was listening to this one, and it's kind of when you listen to the commentary behind it all.
Right.
Because everybody's shocked at how wrong they got it.
Right, right.
One thing they did, they said during the primaries, because Trump was a celebrity, they treat him like a celebrity, mm-hmm. not like a candidate. And that made the other candidates not get the same kind of
coverage. Absolutely.
And so he was a great manipulator of media coverage.
Right.
Bravo to him. He knows how to do it.
He got free media coverage.
And the one
all the time. I mean, anything he would have said, you know, we would stir the pot.
And it was, you know, I listened to some of the podcasts that are, quote unquote, might be a little more progressive, and some that are probably more conservative. And I don't even want to put in that because I don't listen to political.
No,
I don't listen to political podcasts.
Right.
But like Adam Carolla, he had an on-air podcast about the election, and you could tell they were surprised. But the way Adam Carolla talks about it is like, I don't care either way mm-hmm. because it's not going to affect my life. Mm-hmm. I know one thing: mm-hmm. nobody has given me anything.
Right.
I've had to work extremely hard all the time to get whatever I've got.
And that's exactly that you have to maintain. You have to maintain that position.
And then
nothing will change for me.
No. And you pray that nothing will change in general overall. And I think where people are so afraid about taking a drink of tea, mm-hmm. talk amongst yourself.
Go ahead.
Sorry, everyone.
No, it's okay.
Is okay. Like I listen to Dan Savage. Now I listen to his podcast Savage Love, which I listen to once in a while. It's a pretty crazy podcast. Mm-hmm. And I listen to the first 10 minutes. It's just a crazy.
It is. And I've listened to it with you, and it is interesting.
I find it interesting.
Yeah.
Because it makes me.
It does. It gives you a sense of the world out there that, a part that of the we sense. Don't have. Yeah.
And I started listening to him. I'm going to give a backstory on why I listened to him. I had a really great friend who, after her marriage dissolved, went into this one culture of
crazy
sexual,
love.
Like right. Everything was highly sexualized, mm-hmm. meeting people online to do nothing but sex.
S-C-R-E-W.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. I'm trying to spell it,
yeah.
And I started Googling like podcasts that were kind of like about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so
you can help understand her a bit.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that. Mm-hmm. And then some were just too weird. And then Dan Savage is an interesting podcast about sex. But because he's a gay man, he's married, has an adult kid, he's in his 50s, mm-hmm. he has an interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. So I like him. And
it's interesting because he's kind of conservative in a way. With all of his stuff.
His family values, he's conservative.
He is.
But in his mind, he feels this election... I didn't hear... Because his podcast dropped on Tuesday, mm-hmm. he didn't know the results. Mm-hmm. Then he did a secondary podcast with other people to kind of flush out what happened. And he really believes that this was about racism, xenophobe, mm-hmm. all those big words, mm-hmm. Being a xenophobe, being, anti-gay, anti-lesbian. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that necessarily. Mm-mm. And because listening to NPR, they were interviewing people who voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. And this one woman who was a Muslim woman, educated, out there, she goes, I was just getting tired of the left telling me that if I wanted to vote for a Republican, I was going to be a racist. And I thought, well, now that's interesting. Because I think a lot more people out there were just, don't tell me that I'm a bad person.
People were just tired.
They were just tired. It was everything. Too effing long of an election. And, I still don't understand why he became the nominee for the Republican Party.
You've got to just keep shaking your head.
He had the most, because I remember Sandra Bernhardt one time on Andy Cohen's show. They were talking about, what do you think about, Donald Trump? He goes, I don't know. I mean, listen, he can run for being a Republican all he wants, but I know this man. He's a liberal.
She's a longtime New Yorker. She knows him.
I mean, we've been to parties together. He's a big liberal, and he can say all he wants to say. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I really just feel like this was just a very interesting turn. Mm-hmm. And I believe in my heart that everybody is still good. And you're going to get these crazy people, the one percenters on the enemy side that's going to cause havoc, riot, mm-hmm. be crueler because of Trump or who, mm-hmm. I've got my, no more political correctness now, people. We can all be just, mm-hmm. Creepy to each other, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, being polite means being politically correct. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean.
I think it's interesting too. So I'm just going to get back to talking about your week leading up to this cold.
Yeah.
The fact that you had a lot of stuff happen, highs and lows.
And then no sleep.
Yeah. And
all on the way, my schooling just knocking at my mental door.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm here. When are you going to pick me back
up? That's wearing you down as well. But in the meantime, Doug's daughter, Quinners, who has moved to Chicago. Just one little quick fact. We got the Joey effect here with Quinner's boyfriend.
Yeah.
He got a job.
It's a perfect job for him right now.
It's a perfect job for Joey.
Yes.
Tell her what he does.
Well, he's doing my
he's
job. Doing. There's a couple jobs that I think that I would like to do mm-hmm. in my free time. Mm-hmm. And this is one I would love to do. He's working at like an indoor rock climbing / skydiving facility in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's totally effing
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I am so happy for him. That's something that I would like to do. Another job that I think I would love to do, and never pursued it, is climbing up on cell towers and changing light bulbs on cell, like working on cell towers. Mm. I think that would be a cool job to have too.
But the fact that Joey got a job, Julie,
praise God.
I mean, this is another upset.
Yes,
it's another shock. But in the what I was,
things are moving, things are shaking.
Things are shaking.
Use that
things
energy
are, use that, use
of
that
evolution
upset
of change
energy
to change things in your life.
Yes,
shaking up.
It is true. Yeah. I said to Julie, I go, listen, Julie, the Cubs won. What? Why are we shocked that Trump won? It's an upset.
It's an upset
year. Week.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Joey's grandparents came up from Mississippi.
Yes.
And they're in their 70s and stuff. And, yeah. And you were talking to her.
I was talking to the grandmother. And it's funny because I had to weigh the balance of, do I meet his grandparents, which I'll probably never meet again because, you know, we're really far apart for the most part in location. And I have a cold, you know. So the first night that they came on Friday night, I'm like, there's just no way.
No.
I'm too expressive.
I said to Julie, it would be a little bit irresponsible of you to.
And it was late before they came in. I'm like, that's fine. So on Saturday, I felt a little bit more better and had enough drugs in me that I wasn't so expressive. And I let everybody know that I have a head cold. You know, just stay away. And it was interesting because the grandpa I didn't get to meet because he was sleeping in the camper because he had a head cold.
Oh, did he?
And she said, because he hasn't been sleeping the last several days. And I said, I understand. And I told him, I go, I have just had this completely crazy week of, you know, the Cubs winning and, you know, Doug's mom passing away. And this, and I said, because I knew she was from Mississippi.
Right.
And
you
I don't believe
presume.
I presumed. I know which way they went. Mm-hmm. And I said, and then we had this amazing election.
Amazing.
And I said amazing because I really feel it was like amazing
right.
election.
Right.
And depending on how you, like that State Farm commercial.
Right.
Where the one girl comes out and she
goes. Oh, Daddy, I'm so.
No, he goes, what? My car.
Oh,
and then
God.
The other guy goes, my car.
My
you
car.
Know? So I meant amazing in a very general sense.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, I'm so glad you said that. And I'm like, okay. And I go, how do I be true to myself and then be respectful?
Right.
Because I want to be respectful.
She's like 75. And
here she is. And she's very sweet as well. I think she's like 70, maybe 69, 70. I don't know how old she is. She definitely looks older. You know, I don't know. But anyway, they travel along in their big camper, right? And her daughter has like 20 foster kids have come through their lives, and they, you know, and they have adopted some of them, and they have like this big compound in Mississippi, and some foster kids still live on the, you know, they bring over another camper
just
and
build another shack,
yeah, and they all live there, and so this family has a very big heart, but you know,
they're Trump supporters.
They're Trump supporters, and she's like, you know.
I can't say anything here in Illinois about Trump.
No, she's like, it's just crazy, and you know, I, you know, people were really upset, and you know, about immigration and the wall, and I go, well, and oh, the first thing she said to me was this. She said, "I do not believe that Trump meant anything that he said. It was all for effect or taken out of context." I thought that's interesting.
That is extremely
because
interesting.
I've heard that comment now several times.
Have you?
That ain't because I didn't care what Trump said in the past. I only cared what he said
this
when
year.
He was on the election campaign
right.
trail. You know, and there was tons of evidence of him being crazy.
Like when he made fun of that disabled reporter.
Yeah. And
is that taken out of context?
Yes. He was just doing it for effect. It wasn't really criticizing
the person.
The person. And when he said bleeding out of anywhere, that wasn't offending a woman.
No.
It just meant I don't really know. I mean, I can't even, but literally it was about fearing that you had to be so cautious with every word you said mm-hmm. or people were going to take you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Bill Maher on Friday night because I thought to myself, how is he going to handle this stuff?
How did he handle it?
Well, fine.
Did he?
Not really. He said, the one thing that I was right about that I wish the Democrats would have taken more seriously, he goes, it's always about the economy.
Right.
And it's about people are tired of having to be politically correct about everything. And they don't
even
know.
And this show is called
Politically Incorrect.
Incorrect,
right?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And He goes, people are tired of it because they don't know what that means anymore.
No.
He goes, I'm tired of saying transsexual.
People think it means
lies.
If
I don't say transgender, I get all these complaints. And he goes, and the other thing is, I've always said this. It's about ISIS. He goes, there are people out there that really, really want to destroy us. And to deny that fact is a mistake. And so he said, that's what it's about, too. And I thought, well, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. He said, but what I didn't understand, why we elected Trump, you know, or whatever. And then he had John Legend on. You know who John Legend is?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
He's married to Christy Teigen.
Teigen, the model. And he said that he feels it's a direct slap against black people voting Trump in.
Wow.
Completely. He goes, there are people today who feel less safe than they did before the election.
Mm-hmm.
They feel it's an open card to attack black people, to attack gays and lesbians, mm-hmm. to attack all these smaller minorities. Mm-hmm. And that's what he feels this mm-hmm. election was about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it was funny because I was talking to my brother during the week,
mm-hmm.
and he's had a hard time.
Yeah.
And I've had to talk him down a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like you said, you read the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, if I could just read the platforms and vote in the platforms.
And not do the character.
I wouldn't have been. I'm taking another cough drop out. Yeah. You're wondering, what is she doing right now?
Yeah.
Another cough
drop.
That's
okay, honey.
I complained today. I said, oh, mama, my digestive tract's a little messed up. Of all this cough syrup.
Kind of, you said that. That's
no,
right.
I said it a little more.
A little more grossly.
A little more grossly. A little less correct.
A little less politically correct. But I got the picture.
Yeah. Exactly.
But Greg did struggle, you know.
He said he was getting very little sleep thinking about the election.
That's the thing. That night, people didn't get sleep.
No. So, no sleep because of Cubs. No sleep because of Doug's mom. No sleep because of the election.
Mm-hmm.
And this all happened within a week.
Yeah.
And the next day, I'm like, I am messed up.
Right.
And my every responsibility that I have to my life is knocking heavily on my door.
Yeah.
Like, hello. And the last thing I want to do is open that door.
Isn't that funny how just a few days
yeah.
away from your life, responsibilities, and things just back the hell up?
Yeah. It's not even about, let's take a vacation.
No.
It's like, I can't take a vacation and have this happen. No. What's the point? So I if I was going to tell you a takeaway from this is always take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Close the screens. It doesn't matter. I mean,
Shut the TV
it doesn't matter
off.
In the sense that you can't control anything.
Right.
But you can control yourself.
You can control your state.
You can control your state.
Yes.
And then you can help people, keep helping people in the further
right.
out circles.
And for me too, I loved the fact, when I went to bed that night, of course I was in shock.
Right.
But I kept thinking, you know what, we live in a democracy. And because of that, it's a great country. And the people had their way.
Yeah.
And you have to honor that. And you have to respect it.
The people have, not half the people.
The
way the game is set up.
The Electoral College had
their way. And it was kind of interesting because Gore lost because of that
yeah,
as well.
Right.
And we, you know, we survived.
We survived.
I mean, we're going to survive. And,
right.
and things progress anyway.
Yeah.
I was listening to this one, what was it called?
I mean, he already said he's going to revisit Obamacare. He's going to restrain himself on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already this mitigating of...
I gotta be presidential.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that that's what happens too.
And it has to happen. I mean, in the highway or the political highway, the waiting for things to be passed. There is already a highway bill per se ready to be passed for jobs. It's been there for a long time.
We just couldn't get anything done.
Yes. Guess what?
Now we can.
He'll probably pass it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, this is what pisses me off the most. Mm-hmm. And this is nothing. This is what I can't stand about our state, Illinois, because it doesn't do its job. And this is what I don't understand about our federal government. It doesn't do its job. There were things that should have been done with President Obama that they just stopped. One is selecting a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, the rule of thumb is if they pass away on
yeah,
your watch, you get to elect, you get
right.
to put one through and
but
pass
you know,
it.
That, I mean, that's just poor sports.
It is poor
it
sports.
It really is poor sports. And I'm going to tell you, like, I think that, like you said, we consider Trump a celebrity, you know, and for that he gets a, maybe we gave him too much pass or whatever.
Right.
But people like the Rudy Giulianis, the Newt Gingriches, the Chris Christies, I think they came off as poor sports.
100%.
I just did.
And they're in the team.
Oh, yeah. They're
and
on
so,
the team now.
You know, and I look at Pence. He handled himself pretty well through the, you know.
Yeah.
But I do know his policies. And there are some things that I'm always about. I mean, I'm always about more freedom than less freedom. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear people saying they want to take these freedoms away from people, I'm like, you know, really, why?
Also, I'm more for, I understand the taking, you know, not taking away freedoms. I'm for more education. Like, if you really understood this issue in a long term and how you could, you know, prosper and survive this, you would think differently. You wouldn't have to be like, oh, I have to stand up for these rights, you know.
Right. Well, it is interesting because I was hearing some people talk about what Democrats can do, progressives, you know, and people are afraid of that word progressive, which is
so silly because if you just take that at the root word, it just means progress.
Yeah, move forward.
To progress bit by bit, inch by inch, incremental change.
Yeah.
Amazon number one bestseller, The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life.
I'm going to have every inch by inch, anything to cinch. It is just having you do it.
Tweaking
yourself there continuously. And sometimes you just got to say, what's the smallest bite I can chew off and succeed at?
Right now.
At this moment.
Right now, yeah.
And getting back into studying today and just going, what's the smallest I can get this done?
Right.
And then I go back and read it. I'm like, it sounds like crap. That's okay.
And also to give yourself like a free pass in some sense. You know, like no guilt, no recrimination, no condemnation. Just get back on the horse again.
Exactly. And then I was also thinking about, I was listening to someone talking about the cities versus the rural areas. You know, the bigger, much, that's where the hubs were, you know, for Hillary and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it did look like a sea of red everywhere.
It did, didn't
blue
it?
Blue here, blue there, you know, but it was crazy. And they were talking to this one man from Uganda. He's an American citizen. And they were talking to him on, I think it was called Blabbermouth, I think it was called, podcast. And they were talking about the election. And he says, well, if you can, I suggest getting two passports, because he has an American passport and a Ugandan passport. He said, and then they go, well, where would you go? He goes, I'm going to stay in America. United States is the best place to be, because what's in the United States is really, it's worse every place else.
Mm.
And he goes, this is the place to be. We progress. People get better. This country gets better. You know, it's really only because we focus on the crap that's happened. But if you look at a whole, I mean, violence is down. You know, things are going up. There are pockets we need to focus on. Let's focus on those pockets. We can make them better.
Mm-hmm.
So to throw at everything is just crazy.
Mm.
But somebody was talking to it. They're talking on the podcast. It says, you know, I grew up in the South. And typically what would happen is if you were somewhat progressive thinking or liberal thinking, you go to the university, and the first thing you said was, I'm getting the hell out of the state. I'm going to a big city as soon as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you'd have pockets.
Wow.
And so one of the things they were thinking of how to, quote unquote, affect the next election is, hey, you got to stay where you're at.
Yeah.
You got to stay where you're at, make it better there.
Right.
And I hate using these words, better or worse, because, again, if you read the platforms, they're not horrible platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, I just don't understand how Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I literally believe it's like a Kardashian getting elected.
You know, the next day, you and I, now I think about it, it's so cute. We were kind of funny. We were kind of in shock, right?
Yeah.
And we just kept saying, it has to be God's will. We couldn't think of any other.
It's God's will.
You know, God just came down and
we go, we may not know why.
And thunked us on the head and said, you know, I choose Trump. You're like, because that's the only way we could put it into perspective.
Well, it's so funny because Greg said to me, he goes, I'm so tired of hearing it was God's will.
No way.
I'm just so tired of it.
Oh, because that was the only thing we could think of.
Like, well, you don't know. And then you go, is it the devil's way? and then you just go,
it's not the devil's way.
It doesn't matter.
No.
I remember listening to Zig Ziglar one time. He says, Or was it Bob Proctor?
I am Bob Proctor. I am responsible for my life, my feelings, and every result I get.
And either one of those two guys said, I don't care if it's the Great Depression out there. You can make your own money. You That's can right. create your own family. You can create your own life.
That's
and
Napoleon
have it
Hill.
Bigger, wow. better.
Right.
You do that.
That's right.
It's not the government. And so in some ways, the more the government gets out of my effing way, the more we all have a chance to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But we all deserve the right to be protected and safe
mm-hmm.
and not feel that in any given moment
yeah.
we're going to be threatened or so forth.
Right.
So I just pray right now that we are blessed as a nation, that people still behave appropriately and act kindly.
Mm-hmm.
And to the D-Wads out there, D-I-C-K-Wads.
Oh, okay.
To those people out there who are choosing this opportunity to act a little more dickery,
Right.
F you.
Right.
It's not the majority of us.
I asked
Norm.
It's
not even 90% of us. No. I mean, 90% of us are kind people.
I said, how is it out there in the world? Because he was... You know, he had to go into the city this week a couple times. Well, the near suburbs, and he said it was okay. He said there was, you know, some tension, mm-hmm. a little high, but overall, everybody did pretty good.
Okay, first of all, life will be okay, everyone. We're going to change subjects. No more talking about political stuff, and we're going to move on to... Let's go to the movies.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean. Okay, everyone. Daddy and I saw last night Bad Moms.
Hey!
And we got it because we couldn't get it last week.
No.
And even though I was not feeling my best, mm-hmm. it was a quick 89 minutes. I guess maybe 88 minutes with the credits, and mm-hmm. it was, you know. And overall, it was cute. Lighthearted, cute, a no-brainer. Mila Kunitz, is that her name?
I think so.
Cute. So's the other girl, the blonde. Can't think of her name, but
she's from Good Place.
The Good Place, and she does those commercials for, is it Maytag? Or Samsung, maybe, you know. And they're both darling, and they did a good job.
And the other woman who's a character actor.
Don't know her name, unfortunately.
But she's like a huge character actor.
Uh-huh.
And we saw it together, of course.
Yeah. And
Doug had a bodybuilding show to go to and run there. So
we, Julie and I, had Marie Callender's Pot Pies.
Yay!
And watched that gives us a cheer.
Yeah.
And watched Bad Moms. I guess, you know, in terms of Sherpa hats, because we're your guides up that mountain and of older movies that come out, I would say, you know, 2.5 to 3. And one of the reasons that I would say 2.5 is I felt like there was a lot of F words in it. And it's not that I am afraid to hear an F word. I don't mind that at all. I just didn't think it elevated the movie. I think the movie could have been fine
without
it.
Well, I think they wanted to be rated R. That's what
is that true?
Yeah,
it just wanted an R rating.
Well, so it was Mia Kunis, Kristen Bell.
That's
Catherine
her name.
Hahn. And then it was interesting because Christina Applegate was in it.
She was. Was she the blonde?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, I did not know that.
Do you know Jada Pinkett Smith was in it?
Who?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
She was in it too?
Oh, she yes, Mom.
The black girl?
Yeah, you didn't know that either? I'm
no.
so sorry. I should have commented.
Oh, you know, I can't really see the screen.
Well, you
that
were
well.
Just kind of closing your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were in it.
Did not know that, girlfriend. Interesting though for Christina Applegate though.
I thought they did an excellent job. I liked it more than you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was well acted. These women know how to act.
Yeah.
You could tell they had a great time. Very, for being one of those movies where it's instead of the boys acting out, it's the girls acting out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sexed up.
No,
you know,
no,
slightly, right?
Yeah,
slightly.
cute,
and
that wasn't what bugged me. I liked that. Yeah.
Like, there was a party, but it was a girls' party.
Right.
And so all the girls were drinking, and they were dancing sexually and having fun. But the truth is, when a lot of girls are together
that's
and
we're
drinking,
they
do. We're just having a fun time.
Yeah.
And it's even funner when there's no guys around because
right.
you feel like you don't have to... There's no sexual tension.
Right.
There's no sexual tension
just
at all.
Who
you just
are.
Can be like, hey, everybody, we're having a good time.
Yeah. I thought there was one cute line when they're in the bar together, and the other girl tells Kristen Bell, and don't dance walk.
Yeah.
Because she's just like walking dance to the front dance. Yeah. And that's exactly what you want to do if you're not cool.
Yeah, you're just dance
you
walking.
Dance walk.
Yeah, hey, I'm dancing and walking. You're having a good time. Mm-hmm. I thought it was enjoyable. I thought they did a great job. You gave it 2.5?
2.5 to 3.
I gave it 3 for sure. Mm-hmm. I can't give it 4 because it doesn't seem appropriate for that movie to give it 4.
No. No. And again, like I said, the F word was used quite a bit.
And it's so funny because I didn't hear it whatsoever.
No?
I know it was there because it was a rated R movie. Mm. There was no nudity. Oh, yeah, there was one nudity.
Oh, yes, in the very
beginning. And that was funny.
Funny, yeah.
Because the nudity was... it's not going to take. I'm not going to take away from the scene. You know, it's not like... So, Kunis, what's her name?
Mila Kunis?
Mila. She walks in on her husband who's having, quote-unquote... video camera sex with somebody, you know, someplace mm-hmm. else.
Mm-hmm. But it was live.
It was live. And that was got her. Because
that
was
that's
porn.
That's what got her, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you're watching porn. What kind of porn do you like?
And she goes, oh, hi.
And you're like, what the F? Mm-hmm. And then she finally goes, you know what? I think it's pretty close to cheating. You know, you're doing things live.
And he goes, she goes, do you have feelings for it? He goes, well, I've been doing this for 10 months. It's hard not to have feelings for, like.
And then, you're not being cool about this. Exactly. It's so funny when that's the only part I hate sometimes about where we are in some parts of the culture. You're supposed to be so open-minded about...
So cool with porn.
And with, you know, like crossing the line sexually, like, well, you know, just because I cheated or just because I do this doesn't mean I don't love you and we can't have a great relationship and mm-hmm. a good family. You know what? Mm-hmm. Then don't have, you know, but I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Do what you've got to do.
Don't break something that's not broken.
Exactly, people. Come
don't
on.
Do that.
So,
everything that we're talking about today has kind of like a downer.
At the end, you just go, this sucks. Everything just sucks.
Let's go to Elliot's Corner then.
All right, we will. Here we go. I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. Okay, do you have a story about Elliot? So what we have with Elliot's Corner is what we learned from our pet this week.
Is that he got a new Christmas toy?
Yes, which he loves. He loves squeaky things. And he saw that dog where he kind of wants you to play with him when he had the squeaky toy and not.
Mm-hmm.
But
kind of a push me pull you
so
dog.
So here's what I learned from my dog this week. He didn't care about Trump winning. Did he get his bone? Yes. Did he go for walks? Yes.
Did he care that the Cubs won?
Not really. He was freaked out when the Cubs were winning and losing because
you were.
I was like pacing the. I think I still see tread marks on the or lines on the carpeting. Not tread marks, but
skid marks.
Skid marks. However, I did not show you this. I recorded this. I was watching 2 nights ago. This is my problem. I've got to turn the TV off. I had to be done
with
TV.
Julie, I tell you to do that.
I know. Screens are awful. They take away your sleep. But where I'm at right now is I'm trying to hear everybody's response to the politics of it mm-hmm. all. And I was watching, I think it was Friday night or was it Thursday night? One of those nights. Stephen Colbert. Was during the election, Stephen Colbert was live on Showtime. And
really?
Yes. And on Thursday night, he played the best of that live stuff for his audience on CBS. And Goldberg, what's his first name? The guy from The Fly what's his name? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He was on?
He was on. He plays piano really well.
He does?
Who am I talking about?
The Fly guy. The guy was on The Fly.
Yes.
He was in another...
Lost World.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park. That's it.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Mom.
Anyway, thank you to have a 7.5-pound baby.
Exactly. Anyway, I'm watching, and Jeff Goldblum's talking about the ebb and flow, and like, this is what this means. Don't be upset. Mm-hmm. Get your peace back. Mm-hmm. And Elliot gets off the sofa. This is like 11:30 at night. Goes to the TV and literally for 1.5 minutes stares at Jeff Goldblum.
Really?
I have it taped on my phone because I thought this was fascinating.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought, I Snapchatted
there's,
too.
There's
I
go, something.
Elliot's in love with Jeff Goldblum. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
He's just like watching him. And he's like listening to him. His ears would perk up a little bit. I thought, this is fascinating.
You should have showed me that.
I will show it to you after the show. But I thought that was wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
So we know that what we learned from Elliot this week is that there's something freaky about Jeff Goldblum.
And Jeff Goldblum might be a dog whisperer of some sort.
He's some sort of dog
whisperer.
He's
got some kind of
but
magical...
He was talking about finding your peace within this all and your harmony, and I agree with that.
100%.
The closer and quicker that we can do that, the better we'll all be.
Yes. You ready for a little pillar talk?
Absolutely. Go on, Doris.
Talk, woo, 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 woo. Yay. I love that song. Makes me happy.
Finally, something makes you happy.
Makes me happy. But I do feel at this moment, before we move into really pillar talk, one last thing about the election.
No,
first off, do go to our book on Amazon, The Clutterfly Effect. Support our podcast, please. Support mother-daughter relationships because it's fun.
Yeah.
We support each other, and it's great to always have your best friend with
you. Have your back.
Yeah.
I got your back, girl.
100%.
You know I do.
Saturday Night Live last night. Go and watch it, everybody. Dave Chappelle was on. He did a great job. And I thought... they didn't have Trump on at all. No Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. They didn't treat it funny-like. Mm-hmm. They treated it like the way I think the government, the most people feel, which is just, what?
Yeah, shocked.
Shocked.
Shock and awe.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it was just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it was funny and bittersweet in a lot of sense. So I just wanted to share that. Go see that. Mm-hmm. Now, with Pillar Talk. Now, we couldn't find a song named Pillar Talk. We tried. So my mom goes, hey, I think there's a song called Pillow Talk. And that's close enough. And initially, we got this Zane dude from whatever that boy band is. Because he did a song called Pillow Talk, and that was not the right song.
It was not, and I did not like it.
No,
this
said,
is a song
Doris
I
Doris Day. I'm like, Doris Day, awesome. So here we are at Pillar Talk. And this is more like our formal coaching part where we try and say, let's do this. Let's extract some, here's a good coaching principle. Here's something good to do to make your life better. And I think where we're at this week is really how to reset ourselves. Because
God, that's a good word, honey.
Truly, we're all needing to be reset.
Mm-hmm.
Know the new norm.
Right.
Kind of put the past behind us because it was sort of like a political Olympics.
Done and gone. Over with.
Done and gone.
Reset.
It's back to caring for yourself.
Right.
Caring for your family.
Right.
Caring for your community and so on and so on. And guess what? We can do that.
Yes.
The individual can do so much without the hassle of the government. So at this stage, we are about caring for ourselves, caring for our families, caring for our communities. Mm-hmm. How do we make those things better?
And
progress.
And it's, for me, it's like having a bigger vision again.
Yes.
You know, just taking,
amen.
I somehow dropped my eyes off that prize, but now I'm having the bigger vision again.
Well, and that's the thing. In some ways, I feel this has been a big distraction without a real big payoff.
I agree with you.
I mean, I can't tell. I mean, it's been a fascinating story plot. But it's been a huge distraction from the things that really are important to me. Mm-hmm. And the end result has been nothing satisfying.
Mm-mm.
It's sort of like when you don't feel well, and you go to the doctor's office, and all they say is just go rest. You're
go
fine.
Go rest, yeah.
I'm like, this can't be right.
I can't feel... You're looking forward to a great steak, and it doesn't taste like you remembered it.
No. It's one of the reasons why I don't go back to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I know.
Because twice I've been there.
Never.
Twice we've paid $100 for meals.
Yeah.
And twice I've left going, this is the best steak I've ever had. And
oh, really?
Twice.
So you have been there twice, and it was good.
twice has been great.
Okay. Oh, like a third time. I see.
I feel like a third time I'll go.
How could I be so lucky?
Three times in a row.
That's like with Dad, though, when he makes me a steak.
Yeah.
You know, it really is like 9 out of 10 times, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys keep trying.
I don't anymore. I just go, yeah. Meatloaf.
Exactly. Hey, can't mess up meatloaf too much.
No, can't mess it up too much.
You know. I think it's kind of sweet that you allow yourself, you know, red meat Saturday nights. That's your date night.
Although last night, because we were not feeling good, Marie Callender's chicken pot pies.
They're pretty awesome.
They were pretty good.
I have to say that...
A little dry?
No, more like the crust wasn't cooked well
enough.
Yeah,
that's Daddy, though.
Yeah, well, Dad.
And Elliot liked my crust.
Yes, he loved your crust. Awesome. And I was listening. So today, this week, as we are resetting our lives.
Yeah, let's think of, that's the word, is reset.
Pull out those goals. I mean, it's funny reading Napoleon Hill.
Yeah.
You know, he talks about auto-suggestion, the power of auto-suggestion, mm-hmm. talking about those goals that you're looking at morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days I didn't do it because I was too busy watching other stuff.
Me too.
And I don't, I'm not any happier for it.
No.
My life has been, quote unquote, I guess, more amped up, excited, I guess, mm-hmm. or emotionally charged.
I think with that, what was the word that you used? We were distracted?
Distracted.
Yeah. I think now I look back upon it, everything was just a big distraction.
Yeah. And sometimes you need it, but sometimes it goes on way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're left with, hey, get back to what mm-hmm. you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you caring for your family? How are you getting more love?
Mm-hmm.
How are you, and how do you know you're getting more love or giving more love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny because every year Doug and I talk about this idea of how can we be more in service to our community?
Mm-hmm.
And we come up with two or three ideas that him and I together never, ever do.
Who?
Doug and I.
Oh, you and Doug?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is the funniest thing. His response is always like, when I win the lottery, I'm going to be hugely
He goes, when I'm a millionaire, then I'm going to give to charity.
And I'm going to do stuff for charity and do this. And yet, in his daily life, he's a very giving person to his family. But I want to have a bigger life. You know, I feel like on a daily basis, I'm very giving and caring to my smaller group of people. But how do I expand that love?
Mm-hmm.
How can I expand that? Always a challenge for me, kiddo. Always a challenge for me.
How can you expand it, darling?
So, girlfriend, talk mm-hmm. about your week to come.
Well, I told you before I started this show, I said, girl, I could use a little therapy. I'm a little down. I need to be picked up a little bit. Need to get the reset button going to see clearly. And just, I think mostly I just need to be generous with myself.
I love that word, generous with yourself.
Do you love it?
I think so many times we hold back on giving good things to ourselves.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean trinkets and, you know, material things.
No.
But I think we hold back the good in the world coming to us.
Right.
How do we, I listened to this one guy talk and he was saying, when I changed my philosophy from being feeling like a burden to feeling like a blessing, my life changed.
Right.
He goes, not only was I giving more, but I was receiving more because I wasn't a burden. You weren't mm-hmm. giving to me out of pity because you're a burden, because I'm a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I want to be a blessing, but then I want to start seeing other people as blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've been changing my way. I look at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see them as blessings.
Mm-hmm. No matter where they're at. I see you as a blessing, for sure.
Thank you.
You're the biggest blessing in my life.
And you were looking at my backside when you said that, weren't you?
And what?
You were looking at my backside when you said that.
I just am always amazed. I said to you the other day, I said, you know, I may not have had a lot of financial, you know, success or whatever. I said, but I have really been very blessed.
Yeah.
In terms of love and just lucky in love.
Yeah.
Lucky, I feel
the same way. And with law of attraction, what you focus on expands. And so I know by focusing on love, that can expand to other areas. And
I like that. It has long, long tentacles.
It does.
The tentacles of love, darling.
And all you need is love. Da, 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 da.
All you need is love.
All you need is love, love.
I remember love when I was like in the 70s, my motto was love is the answer.
Yeah.
And I can remember spouting that to someone one time, and I just said, you know, love is the answer. And he turned to me and said, yeah, but what the hell is the question?
There's always that guy out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there? There was that guy.
And you're like, but I'm
and, you know, of course, I quickly forgot that episode.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the question was. If love is the end of everything.
Yeah.
It's the biggest question. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to our show. I hope you didn't mind our political digestion and then the ending with a reset and reset our lives.
R-E-S-E-T find out what
and
it
I
means to
me. And I
want
to say to everybody, R-E-S-E-T. It is important to get sleep. Start turning off your screens an hour before bedtime.
Turn off your devices.
I'm going to try to do the same. I'm going to make a commitment. I heard the other day someone says, you know, you should do what you preach. And I thought to myself,
to you?
You know, in general, I thought to myself, I've got to turn off screens because I have been watching it way too much.
Although the most fascinating thing you've said, though, is the idea that Elliot is in love or fascinated by Jeff Goldblum.
I know. Totally cool. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But
awesome.
I'd like to go get into the mind of Elliot and see.
All right, everyone. Go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for listening to us on a Sunday night.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And you know what, Julie? I love you, and it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.